Bob.
Get in the game.
Here we go.
Hello and welcome to the game. I'm John Kurtz, joined by Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner. Today on the show, a couple dominant topics today. People want to put two nails in the coffin, it seems like, in the sports world, if you're a sports fan around here. One is what everybody's trying to do, put the final nail in the Tiger Woods coffin. The other is put the final nail in the Royals coffin after the Danny Duffy injury news that we got. We're going to discuss both of them coming up throughout the show. In particular, we'll attack Tiger Woods in the Open. It's a rarity that we go after a national story that early in the show, but I think this one does fit the bill for when we need to do that. We've got Mitch's Jabroni of the Week at 5:50 as well. It's going to be a fun show, I feel like, today. A pretty eclectic show and a little bit different, perhaps, before we hit 6 o'clock. As always, you can tweet us at the game KMAN. You can also give us a call, 537-1350 or toll-free 866-776-1350. I think you asked a very good question to me pretty much first things first when we walked into the office to start preparing the show today, and that was,
which one is more finished, Tiger Woods' career or the Royals as we know them?
But really the way you phrased it was, which one's more finished after what happened?
Right.
Because that's a big-time difference to me in this whole discussion about everything. I'm not sure. Are we so sure that they weren't both finished already? I mean, that's the biggest question that I raise. Is Tiger Woods getting a DUI? Why he's never going to golf again? I think that's a pretty crazy stance to have, and just frankly not a very intelligent stance to have. It's been done for many reasons other than just that. And I somewhat agree with that on the Royals. We're going to tackle the Royals more next segment at 425 in regards to Danny Duffy's injury and how that affects the team right now. But with Tiger Woods, I get it. I get why it's such a big deal, and I do think it's very interesting. A lot of the different directions you can go with the Tiger Woods news, which, by the way, we should put out there if you have been living under a rock and did not know Tiger Woods arrested at about 3 o'clock Monday morning for a DUI. Toxicology reports now have shown that he had 0.00 on the BAC. He was on some meds, including the painkiller Vicodin, is what he told police. There was a cocktail of four drugs that he was supposedly on, a couple anti-inflammatories mixed in there as well, if he was being honest about what he's on. So it's created all this firestorm surrounding Tiger Woods, and I understand why a lot of it does happen. I'll get to that in a moment. But first things first, there's so many people just acting right now, I think, with pity towards Tiger Woods. That's been the biggest thing that I've been able to pick up, and it's this pity of what a tremendous fall. This guy's golf career is over. There is nothing left here for Tiger Woods, who was one of the most transcendent athletes, certainly that I have seen in my lifetime. And there's a place for pity, sure, but I just don't understand why everyone's using this now to determine, okay, this is why Tiger Woods' career is over. What, the guy has not won a major in years.
9 years.
9 years. There we go. I figured you would know the answer to that.
2008.
Bigger
US
golf
Open.
Fan than me. Yeah. And this is some of the power of Tiger Woods. I'm not a golf fan at all, but I find Tiger Woods incredibly captivating and very entertaining for a number of reasons. But his career's been over because of four back surgeries since 2014. You know, he had that one nice year in 2013 where he came back up, but since then it's just been a rash of surgeries, and it's been pretty clear that he's not going to chase down the record for wins. He's not going to chase down the record for majors. That's already been decided. Why do we use him getting a DUI as the reason to decide that his career is now over?
I think that part of it is because over the course of him trying to come back all of these different times from those back surgeries, you had to start rolling your eyes at some of the things that he was saying when he was putting out these press releases after he would withdraw from tournaments after two holes, you know, saying, well, he just doesn't feel like he's in the right physical shape to be golfing right now. I mean, there were so many excuses that came out from him about why he wasn't able to play, and now something happens that makes you really think of him more from a humanizing perspective, one that puts him in the same position as so many other people across the country that go through what he went through this weekend, which is a very serious problem, potentially life-threatening problem if he has become too reliant on painkillers or things like that. We've seen it happen a lot in the NFL. it's just a very different perspective that you have to look at him from versus when people were giving him a hard time about withdrawing from tournaments. And that's why I think you're starting to see more of the pity and more of the acceptance that the Tiger Woods of old is never coming back.
I can see some of that, and I think you're right that that is a piece of it. That having something like this where you just see someone at their worst, in particular the mugshot, I mean, that's probably the most damning thing of all this. Obviously, I can't give you that on the radio, but if you just go Google Tiger Woods mugshot, you'll see it. I mean, that looks like a broken dude. I mean, somebody that is really, really on the bottom, and so it just brings it back top of mind. I get that there is some of that, but the bigger issue I have, and you know this, Tyler, certainly from the way that I've always treated the Baylor stuff in particular when you want to go off on Baylor, which I'm not saying is the wrong stance to have, but my biggest pet peeve in the world is, maybe that's a little strong, one of my biggest pet peeves in the world is just the general public, people trying to act very self-righteous when a story comes out about a celebrity, be it an athlete, actor, actress, musician, whatever it is. I hate when people try and act self-righteous about it and really crush somebody for doing what they have done. I have lived enough life in 27 years, almost 28, unfortunately, to determine that we're all pretty messed up. We're all human. We all err quite a bit. And I just come to a point where I accept that. I accept that other people are going to be incredibly flawed individuals. And in particular, celebrities and people like Tiger Woods that have much different options, much different temptations than you or I will have, I can't say that I would handle a lot of that stuff well. So it drives me crazy when people like that, like a Tiger Woods, have issues, and the social media world, the rest of humanity, it seems, come at him and are just ready to latch onto that story and get all into it and talk about, man, in this case, yeah, it's not quite as much as the 2009, like, self-righteous, look what you did, how could you ever do that? It is more pity in this case, but it's still piling on. It's still piling on. And I think it comes from a place of people not wanting to admit that they are incredibly flawed and they have a lot of issues, and it makes you feel better. I mean, it's pretty simple psychology. It makes you feel better to just pile on somebody. And so we are seeing a lot of that with Tiger Woods, and it drives me nuts.
And the other thing that I think contributes to it is that the society we're in right now is one that is so reliant on ranking things and ranking events. It's just a simple way to put things in perspective, even if that perspective is wrong. And so immediately after this happens over the weekends, the big question that everyone's asking, well, where does Tiger fall on the list of athletes or celebrities who have fallen from grace? You know, is this the biggest fall that anyone's ever taken? And so you're seeing a guy that has done some bad things in his life, but ultimately not been criminal about it. I mean, he hasn't cheated on the golf course. You know, he hasn't taken performance enhancing drugs or things like that. He's had some major off the course issues, but you're seeing him compared to an O.J. Simpson, who clearly did things that were way worse than that. And all of a sudden, there's that connection there that people are going to start talking about him in the same sentence, even though that probably is not fair to Tiger Woods, because a lot of the things that he's done are things that millions and millions of other people have also done. They just do not have the celebrity for people to care about it.
Yeah, I mean, let's go through the rap sheet here. Tiger Woods cheated on his wife. Tiger Woods may have an opiate problem. And Tiger Woods got arrested for a DUI. That's not great. I'm not saying that's an ideal laundry list to have when you're talking about your personal life, but it's also not incredibly uncommon. How many people in America? There's a huge opiate problem in America right now. DUIs are pretty commonplace in terms of, I mean, it's not completely out of the ordinary for somebody to get a DUI. I know plenty of people that have gotten DUIs. And do I really need to tell you how much infidelity there is out there in marriage? But yet people act like it is this crazy, crazy thing that Tiger Woods has these flaws to his character. It's not that crazy. It's really not. These are all fairly common things that people struggle with every day.
O.J. Simpson, in all likelihood, killed someone. Lance Armstrong basically won zero of his Tour de France titles cleanly. And
that's Tour de France.
Tour de France.
Tour de France.
Titles cleanly, and that's why transcending the sport and making this huge organization about overcoming cancer, when a lot of it was built upon fraud and some other horrible things that he did, you know, there's a huge difference there, and people need to take that into consideration. And I do think that while you're saying that people are piling on a lot, there is a lot more sentiment this time around that people are saying, look, Tiger needs help right now. We need to reach out and make sure that this guy doesn't fall any more off the rails than he already has. We've seen a story from Jack Nicklaus saying, yeah, Tiger needs our help. I think that's very true, because the guy should still have like half of his life left to do something with, and it would be tragic if things actually came to some sort of an end because of the trajectory that he's on right now.
I do agree with you on that, and I'm glad that there is some legitimate sentiment in that way. I saw his former coach, and I'm spacing on the name there. This is where you got to help me out, golf fan.
Hank Haney.
Yeah,
Hank
there you
Haney.
Go. He had come out with a statement like that was saying, hey, this is sad. He needs help. Jack Nicklaus has said he needs help. I mean, if that's the route you're going to go and that's why this really grabs your attention, truly, if that is why this truly grabs your attention, because you feel for Tiger Woods and want to make sure that he gets help, and it's just sad to see somebody that was on top of the world and had so much have all these kinds of problems that he is now dealing with, then great. Tweet about it, talk about it, you know, hit the water cooler, discuss it, that's fine. But my concern and what I think is really the bigger issue here is that too many people use this as a way to feel better about themselves and their problems by piling on with the talk about Tiger Woods and how messed up his life has become. There's a difference there, and that's the dividing line I would draw. Be the Jack Nicklaus. Don't be the egg on Twitter. Don't be the guy with no profile picture on Twitter, the egg. That's the egg reference there. That is tweeting out a bunch of stuff, running down Tiger Woods and talking about what a horrible person he is.
And trying to be the moral compass for all 7.5 billion people on the planet.
Yes. Would you have known before I said all that segment that one of my biggest pet peeves in the world was people acting self-righteous?
No, I knew that. I knew that. But there's a few others on the list,
too.
Does
that not come across in like every aspect of my life? What I like in sports, politics, everything? Self-righteousness drives me insane.
A softball guy has got to be 1A, though.
Well, yeah, softball guy definitely falls into that category as well. All right, we said people are wanting to put two nails in the coffin right now in the sports world around here. The other was Danny Duffy's injury, putting the nail in the coffin for the Royals. Biggest reason Danny Duffy's injury is a bigger blow than anything else that's happened this year. We'll give it to you next.